Been having a hard time finding your favorite cold one? Well, you're not alone. Customers at George's Liquor Store in Richmond are normally greeted with display stacks of 30 packs of Busch and Busch Lights as they enter the store. But for a few days in recent weeks, it was completely out of its two top sellers, according to employee Janine Saladino.
We at least have 100 to 150 30 packs in the store. I've been here for 6 years. We've never ran out of back stock of 30 packs of Busch and Busch Light. And this is the first time I've ever seen it. I mean, it was crazy how it happened.
Spot shortages of some canned beer brands and the near disappearance of less popular sodas like Fresca are fueled in part by changes in people's behavior during the coronavirus pandemic. George's Liquor Store owner Jay Patel tells us more.
There is a shortage of aluminum cans because a lot of the beer is coming out of stock. Coca-Cola was out for like 3 weeks. Even now, they're only making like their popular products. Even then, they're not giving us too many cases.
The bottom line for the can and beverage shortage is people are drinking more at home. Michael Mulch, whose family owns Mulch's Country Mart in Carrollton, says he sees it firsthand.
We could see it with our sales with beer and hard liquor. Consumption has been way up.
Paul Baykirk, president of Sedalia-based Central Distributing Company, supplies Anheuser-Busch products to an 11-county area. He says during Missouri's stay-at-home orders in March and April brought on a spike in sales.
There has been a tight liquid shortage this year, compounded with what I've read about a can aluminum shortage. I think the beer industry has been up around 7 or 8% higher than last year in volume, and that was unanticipated.
Additionally, no one could anticipate that bars and restaurants would close because of the pandemic, causing establishments to reorder stock, not just to replenish what they sold, but to start over, he says. Beer manufacturers like Anheuser-Busch use winter and spring months to store products for the hot months of summer sales.
Production volume is about the same year-round. So in January, when our sales are much lower than their production ability, they will produce at a high level and our inventories increase. In the summertime, if we have no inventory, they cannot produce fast enough to meet demand. When we're not able to build our inventories in the spring to a high level, then we do have spot shortages in the summertime.
Increased sales have been a boon to the lagging soda industry, according to the owners of Mulch's Country Mart.
I think industries that were actually kind of slow or on the decline, like pop has been, even beer, and all of a sudden they're exploding. It's just a shock that all of a sudden went from something that you're trying to scrape up sales to all of a sudden you're trying to just hold on to your hat and keep up with demand and everything.
The raw material for aluminum can production is not in short supply, industry leaders say. Neither is a shortage of recycled aluminum, according to Robert Nulli, owner of Nulli's 4x4 in Higginsville.
Telling you there's a shortage, but I got a semi-truckload. They just ain't worth what they was. There's probably a shortage as far as what's getting into the mills and stuff because everybody's hanging on to it. I probably got 50,000 pounds of different grades of aluminum sitting around because we ain't sold no aluminum since COVID started.
Folks are holding on to their aluminum cans since they bring in about one-third the price compared to 2018, he says. Much like what happened during the meat shortage in recent months, the bottleneck is in the capacity to produce cans at the limited number of production sites in the United States.
Some of our distributors are saying it's more the aluminum cans are basically all made by the same manufacturer. It doesn't matter if it's beer or pop or what it is, but so they can't kick out the cans quick enough. So that's been the biggest problem, I think. And then, you know, there's a lot of other wrinkles in it where, you know, plants are shutting down because of COVID.
Robert Budway, president of the Can Manufacturers Institute, told USA Today recently the industry is working 24/7 on meeting the unprecedented demand. However, there is hope on the horizon. The Central Distributing Company president says sales are now leveling off to pre-COVID demand. Plus, his beverage industry is forecasting a down period due to cancellations of special events like the Missouri State Fair. Just that event alone would have sold more than 1,000 kegs of beer. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.